Okay, Rabbi say, usually the Sunday before Sukkot is the Sunday before Sukkot. I've been switching off. One year learning Hilchas Avraminim, one year learning Hilchas Sukkah. This year, the Sunday is also before Yom Kippur. I want to tell you really what's to me the most incredible thing. This Rabbi Chanan I want to learn today has one year sight. The last thing we learned in Eben Ezer, the previous Sunday when we were here, we were learning Hilchas Katlanis, if you remember. The halacha of a woman who's widowed twice and she's not prohibited from marrying again. What is said in the Ramah in Hilchas Katlanis that we ended at, is the same as this Rabbi Chanan, incredibly. The Ramah said, Dafka emesu misas atzman. A katlanis is somebody who dies a personal death, he dies in whatever way. Aval in Nerag Echad Mehem, if either one died, I mace, Bedever, then she doesn't have a din of a katlanis. The Beishmol Vav says the following aside. Beishmol says, Hine Bechumas Hadeshen, listen to the aside. Meis bedever, I bekai gavna. Kol shu makas medina. Anybody who died loyaleinu in a disease or anything that's makas medina. Afilu lemandiyama mazel gairim. Even the mandiyama we paskin like katlonis is based on mazel gairim. He says loy talinan bekai gavna bemazel dida. When somebody, Elaine, who dies because of a makas hamedina, so we're not toiled in her mazel. We say it's the mazel of the medina. That's the aside. When you can be toiled of something in an individual's mazel, or in the mazel of the tzibor, so we're toiled in the mazel of the tzibor, la halacha. But she doesn't have a din of a katlanis. Now, no, he's not talking about cars. He's talking about something that's a medina. There's a war going on, or there's a disease spreading, something like that. We'll talk about car accidents separately. I wanted this aside. This is the last thing we learned in Tavshin Pei Gimel, the last halacha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu always has his sense of humor, Kaviyachol, and plugs in what we learned to this man. The Rebbe Chanan that you have in front of you, which is on the topic of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, is exactly this aside. He doesn't bring it, but in Shulchan Aruch we find this aside that he says. I'd like to learn with you the first five lines are a Gemara, and then go through the asides that he says. To read it all, Barabbin, is a little tedious, but let's learn at least the first five lines, the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Omer of Yitzchak. G'dayla tshuva shemekaras gezardin. Here's the shayla. Yom Kippur, there was a psak halacha. And then, during the year, somebody does tshuva. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, G'dayla tshuva shemekaras gezardin. Even if there is a gezardin, tshuva could still change it. The Gemara says, is that true? May see that. Hashav bein tayim. If you do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, maichal lai. Loi shav bein tayim. Loi shav bein tayim means he did tshuva, but later. Afilu hevi kol aile nevoye shav aylam eim aichal lai. So he says, it says in a braisa of Fakert, that once Yom Kippur passes, tshuva doesn't change. It's good to do tshuva anyway. But tshuva doesn't change the psak din. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers like kasha. Ha biyachid ha bitzibor. One is talking by an individual, and one is talking by a tzibor. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. Toshma, yardei hayom ba'aniyais, and barchi nafshi, it says, yardei hayom ba'aniyais, people who go down in boats, and there's a storm. Also lehem simaniyais, ka'achim erakin shabataira. In the cloth of a tilim, there are backwards nuns in barchi nafshi, the simanim, loy melacha. Saku kaidim gezardin, nenim. It says there in Baruch Hinashi that they scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the simon is that it's limited. If you scream before the Gezardin, then And there it's a rabbin, it's the people in the boat, and many, many people. And for the Gemara, Hani Nami ki Yechidim Davam. That's called Yechidim. But Tzibur is a community. People who happen by circumstance to be in the same boat going somewhere, they Yechidim. Now before Rabbi Chana, Pashup Shad in this is, that a tefillah of a Tzibur helps. And tefillah say Yachid can't rip up a Gzardin, the tshuva of a Yachid can't rip up a Gzardin. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan asks two kashas. The first kash is mashma loshen haGemara dolayarina biyichidim havelamei macha b'mayaskina biyichidim ala mashma da'iri b'rabim b'kol makim ein dina melaki yichidim b'tzarechi and tamamai. So first he asks, what's the difference of this community of a rabbin, or if there are 100 individuals on a boat together? What's the hesber? What's the explanation of the difference? Number two, this is the more, I guess, famous question of Rabbi Chanan. It says in the Mishnah, "Bahaditnan ba'arba parakim ha'olam nidain." You all know that the world is judged besides Rosh Hashanah, three other dinim. What does it say? Besukis alamayim, I think, right? Sukkis alamayim and Pesach alatvua and Shavuos and Peiros. So, Kosav Aran, Koshali, is the Ran's Kash on Rosh Hashanah. Kimish Adam Nidim Rosh Hashanah, when we judge on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Vadei HaKolam Urais, Shaloi Donar Reisei, we say, Miyayoni Miyayosher. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the din is on anything that happens, Miyishokeit, Miyishalev, it's everything in the coming year that there's a din on. So here's the Kasha, what, if everything is Gepaskin on Rosh Hashanah, what's Gepaskin? Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. There's nothing left to give a psak on. Right? Everything's got passed into ready on Rosh Hashanah. Yikim Shekein, HaKol Nidin B'Rosh Hashanah. So the Rani answers, Nichali, Shegimel Devar Nidonim L'Chol Ha'olam. Gimel's Manam Alalam. On Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos is a din on the Tzibur. Now, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Ovin Lafan of Kivnei Marayin, it's an individual. On these three times of the year, the world is judged. Avav Rosh Hashanah, Kabbayim, Ovin Lafan of Echad Echad, the Geizim and Halav. That's the Ran's Tarot. So the Ran says like this: Miyayani Miyayashir is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. For the Tzibur, for the community of the country, that's Kapaskint on the three times of the year: the Mayim, Tua, and Peiros. So here's the kasha. He brings him the Kel HaRamaz Ala Mishnah. He says, what's going on? If you want to know how much money the tzibur will make, you get an accountant. You add up all the yechidim agapaskint. What does it mean, how much money the tzibur will make? If Rosh Hashanah, every yachid is judged, you want to know the tzibur, just do an accounting of all the yechidim. That's his kasha. The Kel HaRamaz, I don't know what to say for this Ala Mishnah, is La Yivanti Zeh. So these are Rabbi Chanan's two kashas. One kasha, what's the difference between a rabbin who are in a community and a rabbin who are in a boat? And what's this business with the Ran that the tzibur is judged three times a year if the yechidim are judged Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
There's no question that if yechidim are on a boat, could be considered yechidim on a boat. Not that they're rabbim. Why don't they have a din of rabbim if they're
that's his first question. Why don't they have a din of rabbim? And many people is a rabbim, and tefillah harabbim helps. So B'chanan says near b'bir divrei haran. He brings the aside of the gra, and this is his the aside of this piece of Rabbi Chanan.
They happen to be on the boat, then that.
They happen to be. So,
but
so his question at this point is, what's the difference? If the point is 100 voices together is stronger than one, if that would have been the point, which I think is Pashup Shad, right? But the answer is like this. He says, Bir Divrei Haran, Fimashakosav Agra Belikutim, Besav Sefer Evin Shleimai. The Gra is a third kasha. We had two kashas. Now the Gra is Kasha, Eisen Shechayzer Me'erche Amalchama. We know when they go to battle, the Kohen Gadol gets up and he says, Misha Bona Bayis Chadash, Misha Nata Kerem, Misha Nata Eresisha. So he goes back, Penyomus Bumachal. Rav Chana says, I don't understand. If Rosh Hashanah is kapasket miyamasum miyachya, so if he's going to die, he's going to die. He has to go to war to die. People leilenu die all the time. If it's kapasket Rosh Hashanah, why does it help? The Gra asks, Oishish choyzim merachal mechama in nigzer aleim shiyamusu lo yinatzlu at the bateyev bebeisam. People run away when there's a tsar. What is it up to run away? If you can pass him for Misa, you can pass him for Misa. Now this is the Grazi side. Yesh mazel klali u mazel prati. There's such a thing as mazel klali, the tzibur's mazel, and the mazel prati. In other words, it could be an individual is kapaskit l'chayim. His mazel is to live. But the tzibur was up kapaskin that there'll be a dever, or there'll be a mochama. In nigzal al ir achas, al uma achas, b'mazal klolu lihareg, is a gzar din on the tzibur, God forbid, that there should be a disease or a war. Lo yimolei tafi'ish lo nigzal ala b'feirish. Even a person is not kapaskin Rosh Hashanah l'misa, he won't be saved. And then he says, that's the pasuk, Mashamri, Yesh Nispeh Beloy Mishpat. Yeah, those who die, Nispeh, they gathered in, Beloy Mishpat, without judgment. Shemazel Kloli, Noitzeach Lamazel Prati. That's the Rabbi Chanan's Klal, Gros Klal. Mazel Kloli, Noitzeach Lamazel Prati. When there's a din on the Tzibor, it overrides the din on the Yachid. Okay, Mayel of Reach. So it helps to run away during a war. Shema Loy Nigzel Olav Bepratus. Hakan L'Shaina. If he goes to war and there's a gzadin on the tzibur, they should lose the war. The chassin will die in the war, even if Rosh Hashanah is not kapaskin. Because he's in a place that the mazla kloli is geveres. Its rule is that the din kloli is always geveres on the din prati. Vinizem a furish betayr. Because of shilem avoin ha'amayri ad heina. Hashem doesn't punish a nation until they deserve it. When Sodom was turned over and Tsoyar, they had less averus by 1 year. There's one psak din on the tzibor, and even ma'isim of many generations pile up. That's what nismali sasan means. Kimuvur say parakami the kedusha. Ayla need an acharubai. Afshe kaladim yesh lo avdim b'fnei atzmai. So kavanah say gemara. Rabbi yachid abit tzibur. That's what it means. The first gemara we learned. A yachid could have a psak din l'tayv. Habit tzibur. But if it's a psak din on the tzibur l'ra, it could be the opposite. Yachid have psak din l'ra. The psak din on the tzibur l'tayv. So the din haklali is loyla menatzeach as a din haprati.
Those also say that Yochid also, even though he's
passing good, it's a separate thing. I'm telling you what it says here. That you're right, but what he's saying here is this the rule. Shemagzar din haya klalat zibul haykalecha b'fnei mitzar atzmai as mispatal hidei tshuva. But the Gemara says habi Yochid habi tzibur, when it's a gzar din on the tzibur. Even if the Yom Kippur, that it's Nechtam Gzardinam, Tshuva helps. Avamaya Gzardin ala Yochim Mitzaratzvai, Eina Tshuva Mielas Labatloi. You gotta hurry up and do Tshuva in the next 36 hours. Because if it's a din on the Yochid, he says, that's a Chasima Sadin, and Tshuva doesn't help. Vesakadakta, the Maksha. So we learned the Gemara's Kash, Yerdi Ayamba Niyai Saint Sibor, come on here. The Maksha thought, that people in a boat are like a tzibur, v'gzardin haya alaniya, v'gzardin on the boat is k'mayalir. So b'zayi it should help. U'mishani hani ki yichidim da mihaynu. G'zardin haya al kol echa miyardei aniya b'fnei atzmai. Let's just mean a kish baruch l'moki mecha l'kayim zeir ha'isav. It's not a community, it's not a tzibur, it's yichidim who are together for a week and they're in a boat. Because generally, a war is not, if it's people who happen to be in a spot, there's a riot, you're right. But when it's something on the tzibor, on the country, that the country is going to be in a war, that's a gzeira on the community. He's mechalik between individuals who happen to be in one place at the same time, they happen to, come to Miron that year, or happen to come together somewhere. And Mechavti is something that's a psak on a country, or on a medina, or on a world, that there's a pandemic, or whatever it is. There are two dinim. There's a din on the yachin, and there's a din on the tzibur. There's certain responsibilities of a tzibur. If you have a tzibur, unless you have the whole tzibur, there's no bikur chaylim. There's no mikvah. It's a tain on the tzibur. Is it a tain on any one yachid? No tain on any one yachid. No one yachid has to go construct a mikvah or make a bikur chaylim or a chaver kadisha. There's certain things that are tfi on the tzibur. And lav davka tfi on every yachid. And for karet, there's chusim of a tzibur, which are not necessarily chusim of every yachid. The sight of the gain here of the gra, which he's going to show later as a Tshuvas HaRashba, is that there's a din haklali and there's a din haprati. And the din haklali is matzeah the din haprati. Here he answered three kashas. The kasha on the Gemara from the Aniya, the kasha on the Ran, that the Ran said, Miyayana Miyayashir is Rosh Hashanah, and the Mayim and the Tfua and the Peiris are the other three times of the year. So the question was, the tzibur is just an accounting of all the yechidim together? The answer is no. There's a din on yechidim. There's a din on the tzibur. If the accounting doesn't fit, so what do you adjust? You do an accounting, the business at the end of the year, how much money came in, how much money came out, what do you change? You got to fudge the numbers a little before you file. So what do you fudge? Whatever's better for the tax result, I assume. Right? So here we say, no, God, Kaviyachal, he fudges the yachid. He changes the dinah yachid to comply with the dinah tzibur, whatever is the dinah tzibur, if the accounting doesn't fit.
It says, so it seems that you can change it even later on, right?
So we need an explanation. It has a teretz, it's not this teretz. It's a different teretz, right? So let me finish this first, because we're going to sidetrack. Now he brings a Rashba that says the same aside, and he answers three more difficulties with it. And one of them people often ask. A lot of times, we get older, we don't ask these questions. But the boys in yeshiva, they always ask that we don't see it. If you behave, everything will be good. If you don't behave, everything will be bad. Like, do we see it that way in the world? Do we see it? So we bring a Rashba that every Havtacha for behavior in Tanakh is never on the Yachid, it's always on the Tzibur. It's on the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. There's no Havtacha, if you do mitzvahs, Hashem will be good. Like if you keep Shabbos, you won't lose money by keeping Shabbos. It's only in the fairy tale books. No such promise. You have to keep Shabbos even if you lose money. You always had these stories about a fellow decided to keep Shabbos, and he made a cheshbon at the end of the year, and to the penny it came out exactly. Right? They always had these stories. The stories could be true. But there's no such haftacha that if you keep Shabbos, you'll do just as much business as if you don't keep Shabbos. There's somebody I know who bought a car wash. And he was selling it. He said, car wash can't make money if you close Shabbos. Generally, people only wash their cars, these guys only wash their cars on Shabbos and Sunday. Can't make money if you keep Shabbos. You got to sell it. So you can't sell it to a yid. You have to be open on Shabbos. He was selling it. He told me you can't. So I tell him, you're going to make the same amount of money whether... There's no such haftacha. No such promise. If you keep Shabbos, no such promise. All the avtachas in the Torah are to the tzibur. Now that's this Rashba. Look at the Rashba. But b'tshuvas haRashba chelak aleph siman kuf mem ches nishal b'hadamrin. See, he asks the following question. It says b'nei chayim mezayini, children, life, and parnasa lav b'shusa talya milsa ela b'mazla. Gemara says how much money you make, you zeich it to a family, or how long you live. It's not Torah Tzchusim, Ela B'mazla. So the Rashba was asked in the Tshuva, B'psukei HaTorah, Nira B'Habach Gomer. P'sukim say just the opposite. P'sukim say, if you behave, you'll make money. Right? It says in B'chukai, it says in Kisavai. Hei Shavarash, Ki HaTorah Dibra Al HaKlal, V'loi Al HaPrat. The Torah speaks to the Tzibur, the Din HaKlali. And not dinah prati. V'zek divrei ha'imer yeshmazel Yisrael. Aval ha'imerim eimazel Yisrael. Hadibra b'dabra b'ena klat b'ena prat. V'kosavayt shom v'simen tov test. says Bnei Chaim Zayin b'mazla kal yamilsa. As a machlokes of Yesh Mazel, that's only going on the tzibur and not on the yachid. Tefila is pale. I just want to finish this. Remind me to come back to tefila. The answer is what you asked also. I'll come back to tefila. Oid sham, a second shuva sarajah, simiyot test, nishal, mashamu, hay man de bishlei b'hay masa, if somebody's having bad mazel in this city, leza la masa achrisi. You should go to a shemum, shinim makim is b'shana mazel. Halei kosev, leilodem darkai. But it doesn't help. What does it help changing your place? The Lord and that person doesn't control. Who can't crush the sagra? Baisin shechayzer meyachay amlechama. The heishiv said a Rashi answered. Palmim shachet garim lemnayim imenu atayim. Vitzaruchu bedarke akapara bekapara. Sometimes an aveir is garim idi kapara. Echam bedarke akapira hushinimak. First teretz has nothing to do with this, it's something else. That golos is a kapara. That's one teretz. Inami, now this teretz is what we're talking about. If a person doesn't have good mazel, it could be a din hayachid, it could be a tzim, or it could be a din hatzibur, it could be a mazel hamokim is gairim. Kshedistalik hamokim achi yosem itaycha ma'apecha. Al Misha Nigzar Allah, if it's Dina Yachid, Iyafsha. It's Yusei Hashemi, who could divrei Hagra. So this Rashba is vital like the guy. Why does Shinimakim help? Lepamim it helps. If it's a Dina Yachid, Shinimakim doesn't help. If it's a Dina Tzibor, then Shinimakim helps. So he's answering, B'dechayim Zayini, one thing he answered in this piece, in one Rashba, a Shinimakim. And the Rabbi Chanan adds, "If he dibra a Rashba now, shatera dibra ala prat rakala klam mitaretzis hakushamu for samus. Lama lebiya atayir beferish bigmul haneshamus. Torah never talks about olam haba, about the schar of individuals in olam haba. K'may shirich laksuvim b'schar v'anshei olam hazeh. Hari had the olam nida nacharuba leshach olam hazeh. Olam haba kolecha nida b'fnei atzmai. Says a Torah le dibra ala prat el ala klam. Olam haba leshayich." There's no din haprati and din haklali. There's only a din haprati. And finally, the fourth thing he answers in this paragraph: Tisiyashu b'zeoid atemu yedua, shenim tzibaylam tzadik v'ralei rasha v'tayvlei. We know in this world is tzadik v'ralei rasha v'tayvlei b'ksuvim meforish ki b'chol eish also Yisrael ayasha b'ni Hashem shakta haaretz u'beish also rabbeini Hashem nafle yaveim. Chuvla zehi ki hatam mashi esadi v'rali mishum deschar mitzvah by alma leka. Individuals din ayachid is not schar by alma v'chem rasha v'rali. The first b'tayra mishal m'sayin of alpana by alma zeh. Sometimes rishon gets schar in this world. Avidim ayelam abak pirish rashi. Chozel lo shayach ala aprat avalei ala klal. The b'prat on an individual shayach lo mishikabel gemulai by alma abak by alma zeh. Ixain individual, you get scar in the other world, not in this world. Avla klal, ain't dinam rak by lamazeh, but loy loy lamaba. Mishumachi ala klal mukhruch liyas tamid rasha v'ralei tzadik v'tayva. So really, this Rav Chanan is saying to his side that there's a dinah klali and dinah prati, and dinah klali loylam geveras al dinah prati, and dinah klali is not tied necessarily to Rosh Hashanah. There are other times in the year that it's judged. This is Rabbi Chanan's side, which he says is the Grazi side, which he says afterwards is the side of the Rajba.
Is he saying that you could only go down by the din Kloli? Can you go up too?
Of course, you can go up because it's the same accounting question. If the din Kloli is a good mazel, then the same thing. So this is the aside. What's fascinating to me is this the Beis Shmuel that we learned in Siman Test. The last thing we learned in Katlon, it wasn't planned. I didn't plan it out this way. It just came out that way. He said by Katlon is mazla garam. That's if a husband died in an individual death, a dinah prati. If the person died bedever, he died in a dinah klali. She's not a katlani. It's not mazla garam. It's just beautiful that in Shulchan Aruch we find, they say Reb Chaim Brisker used to say, As Megetin, I go to Veg, Treffman mentioned. If you're going on a good road, you find people. He said about a Yesod, if the Yesod is Emes, it fits. It fits all over the place. You find, if you're going in a good place, you find it fits in other places always. Over life, if you have a Yesod over a lifetime of learning, you find, if you're smart enough to make lists, of David Cohn, Kanayana Hara is in his 90s already, he's doing this for many years. He writes in one of his introductions, since I'm a boy, my chayli is, I make lists. He has a piece of paper, he has a Yesod, and over time he adds to it. Now if you're adding to it for 70 years, it becomes a sefer. So he has a sefer on Yiddish sayings.
Yeah.
You can't sit down and think of the whole sefer. He said, over a lifetime, he has a whole sefer on the Yesod HaTaz. He calls that HaTaz HaYadua. The Taz says the Rabbanim can't be Iker of Mefurish HaPasik. The Taz says it in three places. So originally he printed it, probably when he was a young man, only about 70. He printed it as a piece of a sefer. By now, a separate sefer. He's got, I think, 200 places where the Yesod fits. You know, Amigeta, if I go to there, Krepa mentioned, you have a good Yesod, and suddenly it fits all over the place. So.
I'm confused. They might as well be Yisroel. Here it's talking about Kevin Yisroel.
The Gemara says, B'nai Chayim Ezaina. Is Benazal Talia Milsa. That's what it says. That means that an individual, it is Tali Mazel. Mazel doesn't mean luck. Mazel means tafkid. Everybody's born with a certain tafkid in life. Some people are born with a certain number of years, and that's how many years they have. Nothing's going to change it. We hope. Everybody hopes to be able to live and be well 120. But everybody has a certain number of years. Nothing's going to change it. That's B'nai Chayim Azayna is B'mazal Talya Milsa. The Gemara says 40 years before they say who's an Ani and who's an Ashir. But the Mazal, when we say a Mazal Yisrael, that's what we say. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is Gedar every year, like it says in Teichacha. It's not before. Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come or won't come. It's not totally a Mazal, it's totally a Tzchusim. And whatever God's Cheshvan might be.
But,
So tefillah. So I want to tell you about tefillah. It seems clear. Same Reb Yitzchak has a memory. So this piece. It's a beautiful yisaid, and it's so nice it fits at the katlanis. I'm still a young man. I should start making a list, and God willing, end up with a longer list. I remember one other place this fits beautifully. Reb Chaim himself says it. It says on the night of Pesach, Kivin Shinit Yishus Lamashdis Lahashdis Eine Mavchim Mitzadik L'Rasha. That means when Hashem gives you better put blood on your doorway, because when Hashem gives permission to the Malach HaMavis to kill, Eine Mavchim Mitzadik L'Rasha, he's going to kill everybody. It makes sense. The Satan is not like a bad boy with a hammer breaking the things. The Satan only kills people who are supposed to die. What does it mean? So Rabbi Chanan says this is said. He says that when there's a din at Tzibur, there's a din at Mitzrayim, Makas Bechayris, Einim Afim Mitzadik L'Rasha. Din at Yochid doesn't count. Only din at Tzibur counts. So Klal Yisrael's job is to extricate themselves from being part of the Tzibur of Mitzrayim. If you're part of Mitzrayim, by putting the carbon Pesach and the dam on the mezuzas habayis, Klal Yisrael is their own tzibur, and they're not included. But it's a beautiful hezra. I thought it's here in parentheses somewhere that he says this idea that that's the pshat and kimishanim rishus lamashus. Yeah, it is. It's in parentheses. I skipped it on the first side of page lamed ches, halfway down. The parenthesis begins at the beginning of a line. Rochan is saying this. It's the same idea. Like once you have the Yisayid, is the Emistic Yisayid, it starts to fit, fits on all sides, like a puzzle piece. If it fits correctly, then it fits on all the other sides also. It's that's his deal. Now this is the Yisayid, yeah?
We did a while, but I think there's a Rosh Bash that also explains down about not everybody thinks are on. Some people think they're going to die just in time to die. But an ordinary person, it depends where he is. It's not Nixar that he's going to die. It's not Nixar that he's going to live. It's not that the mazel's overriding. He doesn't have a specific... he wasn't a specific gezeirah.
He's saying Rosh Hashanah Kippur is no gezeirah on everybody? So we have to understand it. I don't know. Clearly, if it's known as a rashbash, it's not a mainstream, probably, idea. But I don't know. Okay. So I don't know. I can't answer all the case.
I heard you say on your CD that it's a different type of death. Spiritually, for that year, you're going to be...
It's true. The stipler brings that idea. And you're right. There are a lot of nikkudes. I just want to talk about davening. There is another member of Sam Reb Yitzchak. He says Yafat Tzaka Ben Kaidim Gzadim Ben Lacha Gzadim. There's such a member in the Gemara that Tzaka is Yafat Ben Kaidim Gzadim Ben Lacha Gzadim, and the Gedorim are not 100% clear. There are different explanations of the idea of Yafat Tzaka Ben Kaidim Gzadim Ben. In one of them, I don't say most told like this, but I saw this in the Sefer Ikrim, and it was very, it's very chaviv to me. It hit home. The Sefer Ikrim says, let's say somebody believes how much money I make is kapaskin Yom Kippur, that it's off kapaskin already, and I can't make a penny more, I can't make a penny less. So Matzah Yom Kippur, he quits his job, he starts to sleep all day. Is he going to make the same amount of money? So the Ma'amarim, Rav Yosef Albo writes that the Psak Din assumes a normal Ishtadlis. Since we're obligated in a normal Ishtadlis, normal depends on the person and what level he's at. But the Psak Din assumes a normal Ishtadlis. If somebody is not going to do what's a normal Ishtadlis, he's not guaranteed anything. Not guaranteed. The Psak Din is not, it's not true. That it's up to Paskin, comes out, Shem Sulaim, Roshana, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, whatever curse you have, and nothing can change it. It's not true. It assumes a normal Ishtadlis. Then he says that Tefillah is part of the normal Ishtadlis. He says, davening, at least a normal davening, I'm saying a davening of a Bahabs, but a normal davening is part of the normal Ishtadlis. The Mashal Mahadav Adayme, he says, the King Paskin, he's giving that money. So he sent out letters to his friends. You come, I'm giving everyone money. If a fellow doesn't show up, the king's not going to give him the money. He doesn't come and ask for it. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. There's no guarantee if you don't come to pick it up that you're going to get it. He says that's tefillah. Tefillah is a normal ishtadlis, a certain amount of tefillah. Everybody maybe has a different level of what's his normal ishtadlis, maybe by tefillah too, I don't know. But it includes that a person, you got to daven, you got to ask for whatever it is that a person's going to get, and that's payel, that helps to be payel. That's his yisayin in tefillah helping. There's no question. The Gemara says the same Rabbi Yitzchak, who says gedel tshuva, he also says yafat zaka be kaidim gzaidim may lach gzaidim. Gemara yes, kama matzlinin what's the lashon mariva.
Ktsiya
Mari. When they give me the hair upstairs, you better just stand on the side, okay? You'll be there to help me. I should be gesund, but you hit 120 ill before me. So. But Ktsiya Mari, Mari said, why do we daven on sick for sick people? It's Kapaskin, there is not Kapaskin. Mari is the Kasha. I think the Mari says, Kaman Kriv Yitzchak. I think the Mari says that. Kaman Kriv Yitzchak. And sometimes Tefillah helps. Mithraleo says, if a person has a set amount of time, no amount of tefillah is going to help. If he was born with this amount of time, tefillah is not going to change anything.
He can ameliorate the suffering.
The suffering. But the if somebody is, his life is shortened because of whatever tefillah there is on him, it could help. So then the question is, what percentage of people live all their years and which don't?
That's definitely not.
You don't have an account for him. That proves what? Does that prove nothing much? So I don't know, there is a member of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He says, Lashon is that, you'll tell me the exact Lashon. He says, of 100 who die, 99 die. The Gemara's Lashon is Nayin Ra. The Echad dies Misas Atzma. It's such a Lashon. Those 99 out of 100, there's some level of So that means davening helps 99 times out of 100. That davening.
Doesn't take man yirvu yemeichem that somebody keeps
mitzvah. So he's saying all the psukim go on the tzibur. That's what he's saying. All the psukim go on the tzibur and not on the yachid. It could be for a specific mitzvah. I don't know. The Gemara's mashma of shilach hakein. When he had a kasha, how come he died? So it could be specific mitzvahs are different. I don't know.
And the Gemara in Kiddush it says that somebody does one mitzvah under the mission over there.
Mitzvah
achas. The what?
Yeah, so like somebody
machriya. Half and half. Well, one mitzvah machriya the whole world will tell you.
Yes, it could be. Well, again, it could be under dinner tzibur.
All the tehillim that people say on behalf of each other.
What?
All the tehillim.
People say for others. That's tefillah. Yafat tzaka ben kaidim gzardim melacha gzardim. There is a musig of tefillah having some power that goes beyond it. I don't know the gedarim. I'm just reading to you the words of the Gemara. Gemara itself asks a few kashas, then doesn't answer. Doesn't come to a clear maskana, but it says yafat tzaka ben kaidim gzardim melacha gzardim. So there is such a musig. Look, we're not privy to the exact accounting methods upstairs, but before there were computers, we wondered, how does God keep cheshbon? But today, we know God could probably do it, because the computers could do it. So we were boys, we wondered, every word you say, there's a cheshbon ishanayim, you keep track of every single word? Now nobody has the question, because, you know, everything is, you know, there are records of everything. It's incredible. Once it's digital, so you don't run out of storage space. It's even in heaven. Anyway, this is what I want to say. Reb Tzadik writes in one place, I don't remember where, I believe Reb Tzadik writes, that certain things in Hashkafa are not given to us clearly, so people should talk about it and argue about it. We don't have a clear idea of how good Gemara Din works and Pesach Din works, so people wouldn't think about it. We have a clear rule of Bechira and Yediyah, how it works. The fact that in the Gemara and the Rishayim it's left to certain sechsuchim, people talk about it, and the people are conscious of it, are aware of it, and that itself is the tayelas that people should be.
I have a question. I don't remember where I saw it. Let's say a person is feeling pissed at a certain year, they should be chayish 5 years before and 5 years after.
It says that when a person's parent, the year that person's parent died, 5 years, we learn that from Yitzhak Avinu, that the person, 5 years before his parents' Saif Yamav, he should make sure to get his affairs in order. I think it means Sayat Savah, he should take care of. And he got to get his affairs in order because of the accounting upstairs also.
Wow.
So, you know, I still have a few years to go, God willing, but you know, at a certain point, you got to get serious. You got to be Namus Yaiman Melves should be 5 years before. Rashi brings in a chumash, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? But see, after Shane, he said, I don't always get to it. In Talmud. Okay, Rav Dovah Feinstein used to say, I'm on my 50th year, my 60th, his father was Nifta 91. See, after 86, he used to say, I'm 1 year extra, I'm 2 years extra. He used to tell people that, because he counted, Chazal said 5 years before your father's Yom Haptira. So he used to be Margula Bapume, that, you know, he's living this amount of extra time, that amount. And
so that be dad or mom or both?
Rashi sounds like either or, but it doesn't shtim because Sarah died younger. So I think this is a chachamim say. What?
He gave the brachas 5 years before.
Oh, 5 years his mother's. Oh, that's right. That's right. So that's shtim. It's the younger one of the two.
So
the
chachamim say.
What?
About the mother and
the
father.
No, he's right. It's the younger of the two.
Rashi says
that
he doesn't know if it's
both. So it's a suffix, so you should be the younger of the two. But I think they talked there about someone who died and not naturally, whether it goes in the cheshbon. But anyway, okay. This is the sinyan. I had a mind to try to split the time between talking about Yom Kippur and talking about some halakhas that when they get to Sukkis. So I'm not sure Sukkot has many halachos that are negeya, much more than Pesach. Pesach we spend more time preparing for, and then we're machmir more chumris than halacha says. Sukkot is it's a little more of a challenge. I'd like to say over the aside, I mentioned yesterday on Shabbos Tshuva, a few people, including Mark, asked me to just say it over again so you can get it clear. A chiddush really in Hilchos Sukkah, which is emes, I believe, and I wasn't oimid on it until this year, and I rather spoke about it to a few Talmidei Chachamim. I had mentioned in previous years, I have a list of Shabbos before Sukkot. This year there is no Shabbos before Sukkot, but I mentioned a list of four or five Sukkot things. I also try to alternate, one year Sukkot, one year Arba Minim, to talk about. And one of the things I always mention is that a guy shouldn't put up the schach. The yid should put up the schach, and then the makim is a makim of Ram, and bir alocha, and hilchus tzitzis, the simi yudah. It's not hilchus Sukkot, it's hilchus tzitzis. And the question is that it says sukkas ganvach kosher. A guy builds a sukkah, it's kosher. It's a mishnah. It's the simon of Shulchan Aruch. Sukkas ganvach kosher. Ganvach gimel stands for goyim. So it was a goyim, nashim, borganin, and kutim is whatever the chaf is. I don't remember. It's kosher. And that means a guy builds a sukkah. It's halach. It's a mishnah. It's kosher. How could the Magen Avraham say a guy shouldn't put it up? If the guy built the whole sukkah, the Gemara says a schach has to be put up l'shem sale. Doesn't have to be put up l'shem mitzvah. Just l'shem sale. So I've been asked this question, and I always shrug my shoulder and say, "What should I do?" The Magen Avraham says that a guy shouldn't put it up. A yid should put it up. So this year I decided to look into it. And I looked around. The Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav, which is a Mishnah and Daf Tes, which if you're like me, is always like a shadowy halacha that we don't, I never really understood. It says, Sukkah Yeshana, if you have an old sukkah, Tzarech L'chadish Badava. If you have an old sukkah, you have to move the schach around. You have to be something new in the schach. What's an old sukkah? Sukkah that was put up more than 30 days before Sukkot. So tzarech lechadish badava. The schach, you have to do something. The Gemara says it was put up l'shem mitzvah even more than 30 days before. It's fine. It only means it was put up just for a hut. Tzarech lechadish badava. Mishnah Berurah paskins b'shem Yishayim that if you have a sukkah mishana l'shana, it was put up l'shem mitzvah, and the sukkah, the schach is there from year to year. People have retractable roofs, have such schach, where the schach stays from year to year. They move the roof in, the roof out, and so Mishnah Berurah said tzarech lechadish badavar. You can't use that schach. You have to be mechadish. Mechadish means you gotta take off some schach and move it and put it up l'shem mitzvah. Why it was put up l'shem mitzvah? Mishnah Berurah's lashon is this battle asir rishayim. First Asiyah is over, and you got to do it again. It's a Dava Pella. A guy builds a sukkah, he doesn't do the shem mitzvah, and it's kosher. So Mishnah Berurah says there, in Tov Reish Lamed Vav, sukkah yishana, we're not talking about making it kosher. It's kosher anyway. It's kosher even sukkah yishana. And still, tzarech lechadish badavar. But you have to do it with shem mitzvah. Dava Pella. It's 100% kosher. You're allowed to eat there l'chadchila. And still, there's a din, tzarech l'chadish badav. So the chiddush that I was aiming on was that there are really two types of sukkah. There's a sukkah l'shem sale, which is a kosher sukkah. Someone asks, am I allowed to eat there? There's no shayla. You go to someone, he has schach from year to year. Some people have 10 years already, the schach and the retractable roofs. You're allowed to eat there. But tzarech l'chadish badav, it's l'shem mishnah. But that's not the right way to do it. You're supposed to do it l'shem mitzvah. So it comes out that it's like a new musig of a kosher sukkah and a sukkah l'shem kedushas ha-mitzvah. Then there's a third place. There could be there's more. This is what I was aiming on. Tov Reish Lamed Ches, which is two simanim later. It talks about the fact that the Lashon is Atzei HaSukkah Asurim Kol Shiva. the wood of a sukkah is muktzah for 7 days. Bein henaschach henadefana is batul enafla. A sukkah falls, muktzah. What does muktzah mean? When yantav means you're not allowed to move it. Achamayid, you're allowed to move it. You're not allowed to use it for other things. If somebody wants to take a piece of schach and use it for something else and put it back, it's muktzah l'mitzvasa. You're not allowed to use it for other things. Incredibly, this is a sugya in the Gemara. In two places, I think in Sukkah and Beya, I think it's two places in Shas. Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem de Rashba, that's only a sukkah l'shem mitzvah. A sukkah l'shem sale is not muktzah. Even if you sat there and you ate in it, it's not muktzah. You can use the schach for anything you want. It's only, we have a pasuk chag ha-sukkis l'Hashem, machag l'Hashem, av sukkah l'Hashem. A sukkah that's made l'Hashem has like a chagiga l'Hashem, has a certain level of kedusha. It's just it's an incredible thing. It comes out there are two levels of schach, of sukkah. There's a sukkah l'shem mitzvah and a sukkah that's l'shem kedusha. So that chiddush, it's as somebody who learns halacha is a davar mechiddush. One thing to say you have halacha d'ka sukkah, then api kabbalah you have other things, but this is shulchan aruch. Within Shulchan Aruch and Lashem Mishat Tzarech L'Chadish Ba'Davar, you have two levels. So that it's a tremendous chiddush in the idea of a sukkah. As I mentioned yesterday, it would be just sukkah. I would attribute it to the pasuk Machag Lashem, Asukah Lashem. But the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Resh Mem Tes and the Sif Aleph says the same thing about the Agada Lulav, tying the lulav, which you don't even have to do. He says Agada Lulav. You shouldn't do through a guy or through an isha or through a cotton. Mishena b'chuyah b'davar. Now it's kosher without agad. The Mishnah says if a guy did it, it's also kosher, but it should be done through a yid. So it's the same thing. You have a kosher agad aluliv, and then you have a episode hechre darga within a mitzvah. It's a davar chiddush to me. If somebody could come up with other places where this is mafurish, I'd appreciate it.
Sitz
is ma'akim, though. Right? By tefillin, it says, uksharatem uksaftem, yishashab yikshir, yishashab yikshir. It's ma'akim. I think it's also ma'akim, according to those who all know. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Tais. So
the guy pushed up a sukkah.
What?
His kosher is just not a hechra mandrega.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kosher, but it's missing a madrega of kedusha. Kedusha usually means you have to put it in Sheamus. Sukkah doesn't go in Sheamus. I don't know what kedusha means.
So
I mentioned that from Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. Shraga Feivel had said, but that people remember. That's a veritable matter halacha. I mentioned that Shraga Feivel once spoke at the Sheva Brachas. I think it was Parshas Balak. He spoke about Bilam. He spoke about Bilam, and he said Bilam was a tzaddik. He said, "I can't." He take call and Paul give me all this kesef, molly basic kesef b'zav. So he said, "He's a big tzaddik." What was wrong with Bilam? So he said, "No, Bilam said la'yuchal. I can't. If Hashem says I can't be over Hashem, tzivay Hashem, he would never be over." Ratzon Hashem be over.
Really?
He knew Hashem didn't want him to curse Klal Yisrael. He was hoping for some legal loophole. He was hoping for something where he can find a way to curse. So he said, Lo yuchal avad Hashem. He said, Balak, you gotta find me a heter. You know, people call it rough. Gotta find me a heter. Lo yuchal, if it's aser, it's aser. But you know, Ratzon Hashem is one thing, and Tzivay Hashem is something else. And granted, important to note, he's speaking in a Sheva Brachas. The main theme was that a husband to his wife, it's not enough to do tzivui your wife. You have to look to do rutz in your wife. That's really
mind.
The main.
You
what?
You have to read her mind.
No.
You have to read her mind. Yeah, women all expect men to read. And they can read your mind. That's the problem.
Maybe it shouldn't be darshan. It should be darshan. It says lo uchal. It really should be lo uchal.
Okay. But I was saying that there's a sukkah that's tzivei Hashem. There's a sukkah that's ratzon Hashem. Tzivei Hashem, yeah,
it's. Like bracha by going, is it shayla bracha?
What?
Is it shayla bracha? Make bracha sukkah.
No, Mishabur says you make a bracha. I have this thing. I don't know if it's my own personal bias or it's real. you tell me. I go into houses, and I remember I once went to a vart on Sukkot. I went into a house, it's in the dining room. The house is in Flatbush. I walk in, I've been in the house, the regular dining room table, everything's normal. I said, why did you go into Sukkot? They show me the dining room has a schach and a retractable roof. I don't know, does he rots and you say when you're going to the Sukkot? What do these people do? What do they do with all the Hasidish of Vertloch on Sukkot like Golos? You're going to Golos, you're going out of your house. I mean it very seriously. Is that the right type of a Sukkot? To have retractable roofs and have a Sukkot and have all the comforts of your home? I don't know. I think they're building it this way already in some communities. They built it originally with this. What?
Maybe for older people.
But I don't know. No, seriously. They say they subject themselves to the weather. What weather? They have air conditioning. They have steam. Everything is normal. I don't know. I never heard Mefakfikin on it, but... I don't know. It's missing a little in the Ashkafa of the mitzvah. So Vesach Mishnah. I don't know. Oh, so the Pais can talk about. It's fascinating. They talk about what happens if you put up the schach when the awning is up, when the cover is up. Is it good or it's not good? So it's very interesting. I remember it's counterintuitive. When it says the halacha is the opposite of what you would think. I think what it says is if you have a gag that's on hinges and you put it up, it's no good. Because it's a tasavul aminasay. And so you made it now kosher. But if you have a roof, like a real roof of a house, and you put up the schach and then you break up the roof, so breaking up the roof is the asiya. That itself is the asiya of the schach. You're taking apart a roof. If it's on hinges, on an awning, then that's not an asiya. It's made to open and close. But otherwise it's not. So lemaisa, we put it up when there's no awning up, and then we try to avoid the issue. That's a separate issue if it's an IL. So an awning, a gag, people are not aware, a mechitza, that's temporary mechitza is not baina. But a gag, arai, is also on Shabbos. Sometimes children take two chairs and spread a cover and they climb under. Spreading that cover is also on Shabbos, even though it's in Rabbanan, it's arai. Oil, even oil arai is also. So to make an oil arai, you're not supposed to make. Now, there are two atayim. One is, you're allowed to be moisif on oil arai. If the oil is already a tefach, you're allowed to add to an oil arai. So the best thing is, even when you roll it up, it's usually the roll itself is anyway a tefach, but you leave it open a little bit. Like a baby stroller. You leave it open a little bit, and that's one heter. There's another heter, which is in the Ramah, actually. The Ramah says, ha'osia b'tzirin, if it's made with hinges, that it's mutter. Hinges, lap after hinges, an awning also. The Ramah says something that's like opening and closing a window. It's not like, if you have a hole in the wall, you're not allowed to fix it. But it's made with semen that are made to open and close. So that's also a heter. So really, you have a heter. The ones that you roll directly on the schach and you unroll and you re-roll, that's not a shaila anyway. Because there's no oil. Because you have schach, and what you roll, there's no airspace between. It's like putting a tablecloth on a table. There's no airspace between what you're putting and the schach. That's not an oil. But what?
Retractable,
you have to come on to the heter of tzirin. Really, the Ramos heter is a good heter of tzirin.
Put on a tefah before.
The tefah is a separate. There are two avenues of heter. The ma'aseh can be semach on the Ramah, even though they have a fact for kim, but the Ramah passes that way. Mishnah Berurah doesn't argue. And yeah, there's no din that Bein HaShmashis that has to be open. There are people on Makbid. It could be a cover from a car, but I don't think we passed it. The question is, Tassim, I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos, what the Pesach Yechiyahu brings in Hilchos Mezuzah. The halachi is, if you buy a door frame, you put a mezuzah on the door frame, and put the door frame into the wall, that tasa v'lei minasa. But, if you put the mezuzah on the door frame, when it's in the right place, then you take off the whole door frame to do repairs, and you put it back, so he says it's not tasa v'lei minasa, because it was put properly originally, even though you take it back, you put it back, the pesach tshuva brings b'shem nesivus, that's good. You know, because tzitzis is slightly different, which needs a teretz, but lamaisa by the sukkah, it is that way. You didn't do any shinui in the sach. It could be by a beggar, it's different. He talks about if the corner rips off and you sew it back, that there's no heter originally. Because there, when you put it back, it's really a new sewing. But when you put a door frame back, or you're putting it back, so to speak, so you're reinstating the original asiya, and that's good. Okay, next Sunday, Sukkot, the following Sunday, Sukkot Torah. So we don't usually get a 3-week break, but if it's Hashem, 3 weeks we'll come back to Ebenezer. Some of you are desperately not.